Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Really just, a good win. We spent the morning in individual and segment meetings, obviously making corrections. And then we have already quickly moved on to Tampa Bay. We got to keep our focus on what's important, and that is using the next 24 hours as players and coaches to get ready for Tampa Bay. And I'll leave it open to questions.
Mark, with the success you guys had against their pass rush yesterday, as you went back and looked at it, encouraged you most about the plan that you had, and obviously how it worked?
Well, we went to work to try to, neutralize the pass rush and did that in various ways, with our passing game and our ability to slam some runs in there. And the guys did a good job. Jay did a good job of managing the protection side of it as well, getting us into the right place.
When you went back and looked at some of the things you were able to accomplish by moving him around a little bit, what did you see, and did you think it had the desired effect?
Well, we did get three or four plays out of some movement for us, and it didn't help neutralize some of the pass rush and give him a different passing spot.
Mark, you mentioned afterwards, as far as the end of the first half, in your explanation of that, that referenced the if you would have the ball to start the second half. What's the connection between that and what you're doing?
Well, they had two timeouts. I thought that when I look back at it today, I thought I could have done a better job, managing it. But part of the process is try to get them to eliminate their timeout so they don't have them if they get the ball offensively speaking.
Do Alshon and Marshall, do they seem healthier to you? I know there was some thought that after the bye and all of that, maybe they kind of have their legs under them a little more.
Yeah, they do. They've worked very hard in practice. Each and every day, their effort level has been of what it should be. Hard-working guys just trying to get better. That's the way they've approached each day. That's what we see.
Did you notice the most improvement in the pass defense yesterday?
I think that, number one, it helped us to stop the run. I think we were able to do a little bit of what we wanted to do, is to force Bridgewater to throw from the pocket, which we did. And, we were able to get a good rush. Consistent rush. We had a level rush, eliminated his ability to scramble, and keep him in the pocket.
Mark, the play that was ruled an incomplete pass, I think that Jay had, they were going right to left in front of you. Should it have been a fumble? Do you think the defensive end got a piece of the ball and Jay came forward with an empty hand?
I really can't answer that, Rich.
Play I'm talking about?
I think you're one that where Brandon was on the ground, trying to pick the ball up. It was in there. I really can't say. I didn't have a chance to talk to Jay about it today, and in terms of what he saw from his side of it.
Mark, it seemed like a lot of third down plays, Bridgewater hadn't checked down and short of the sticks. What did you see from the corners and safeties and coverage, especially compared to what happened in the previous?
Yeah, just keeping mindful of where the sticks were. Longer yardage certainly helps, and keeping everything in front of them, and then rallying to the football. Good job of getting to the football, after reading Bridgewater, he got it out, and then we collected to the ball. We got a net around the football, which was good, and tackled.
Mark, you said on Friday that you addressed the Twitter incident with Brandon Marshall. Was he disciplined at all?
That I think is an issue between Brandon and I, and I'm going to leave it at that.
When it was addressed, is that fair to say?
I'm going to say it again. It's an issue between Brandon and I.
Do you think he was a distraction at the end of last week because of that?
I didn't have any sense of anything other than Brandon working hard in practice, and I think that was a very evidently carried over into the game.
On the play right before Brandon's second touchdown, the final touchdown of the game, Jay tried to squeeze the ball into Marquise there. It was almost intercepted. Is that a throw you'd rather not have it make better, or what was your overall?
Well, the fact of the matter is it went incomplete. We can say what we wanted, and we were able to respond collectively by finding a way to score on the subsequent play. So, Jay's going to work to try to make a play. The most important thing is that the team got together on the next play and found a way to get a completion and score.
Was that an okay decision?
I'm not going to start talking about each and every play and breaking down each and every play. As I said, we were able to move on, and we got a play, which is the most important thing.
Mark, will you do anything in your preparation this week to acknowledge that some of your guys are playing their next coach?
I think we're going to talk to our team truthfully about every aspect of this game and making sure that we go in with our eyes wide open, whatever that might be. You know, I'm not going to go through a dissertation like that, Rich. You know, the thing I can tell you about Lovey is I've watched him for years and played against him for years, and I know him as a person, and I have tremendous respect for him in all areas. That's the only thing I can speak of at this point, and I truly mean that.
How important a trait is it specifically for the quarterback position to be able to ignore a lot of the outside criticism coming from fans and media?
It's extremely important. It's part of the job. It's the day-to-day job of a quarterback in the National Football League to be able to stay focused and be mentally tough enough to be able to do his job amidst all the things that go on and off the field. That's part of the job.
Do you feel the Jay's handling that well?
Jay comes to work every day and works his tail off. I've said that from day one. My message is going to stay the same. Because it's a fact, he comes in and focused in on trying to help his football team win daily.
Our first game action in a long time for Marquise.
Mm-hmm.
You were overall assessed
mm-hmm.
of how he's
there. Yeah, we liked what we saw. I mean, his work ethic and to do it with just about 10 days of being back into it. So, it was a good light for us to see him. He made a couple of plays at key times, a couple of third down conversions, if I'm not mistaken, at least one. And, you know, Jay's got a lot of confidence in him in terms of his ability, and we'll just keep working with him, keep trying to get him involved in what we're doing.
Do you sense he provides some fresh energy?
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
How did Jared look yesterday, and how much did your pass rushers benefit from obvious passing situations?
Yeah, I think we all saw it. Jared was very active, not only in rushing the passer, but playing the run. I mean, he came off blocks and ran of the football, was alive yesterday. I think he brought a lot of energy and passion, certainly to our front, as did the other guys. But he certainly played, with a lot of passion and enthusiasm yesterday.
Is that the best game he's played?
You know, I don't know that I could answer that question. I know I felt he played very good yesterday.
Coach, how did you assess the special teams' performance yesterday?
We got to get better. We got some things we got to do better. We got to get off blocks and. We got to handle, you know, the special situation, the fake. We got to do a better job handling that. You know, the beauty of our this game yesterday was, you know, when we did have air in our football and it happened in all three phases, we had complementary football as well. We were able to overcome things offensively if there was a defensive issue, defensively when there was an offensive issue, and then offensively and defensively by just moving forward with the special teams issue that we did have. So those are the good things involved, and certainly there were things that we worked very hard today to correct and hope to eliminate those things moving forward.
How was Brandon's blocking affected by his injury?
Brandon was a very – all I can do is speak for yesterday. He was a very effective blocker yesterday in the perimeter and in our screen game. Very effective and very determined.
Coach, short yardage situation, you guys seem to go to the perimeter a lot yesterday. Are you guys still trying to find a play that you can go to in those, you know?
I think every situation is different. I mean, we run certain plays because of the types of defenses that we're seeing, and we felt like the play selection yesterday fell in line with the things that we were seeing. And so each and every game would take on its own identity relative to the plays that we use. We felt good about the ones we used yesterday. Thought Jay continued to play hard throughout the game, made plays, overcame things that he wants to do better, just like our entire team did. So I was pleased the way the team played together. As I said, not just Jay, but in terms of just the way we played complementary football yesterday as a unit and stuck together.
The second interception you threw, what
I think he talked about it. You know, I think he talked about it. He just, you know, they rolled up, and he wanted to throw a lower ball and didn't do it. Those things happen. What's most exciting to me is the way we responded to it all. You know, as again, as a defense, containing them and not giving them up points, and then being able to come down and score the next time around. I think we scored the next drive.
Mark, when you showed clips last week of the three previous wins, what kind of reception or reaction did you sense from that? And I think that was a big factor in moving along.
You know, I think that, that's really a player question. You know, I think that I provided, or we provided, you know, I gave the information's out that that's what we did. We did it with the intent of trying to show this team a little bit about the team that it can be on a week by week basis if we put our minds to it, because it's the same guys in the room now it was then. But you'd have to ask them that. It was, you know, part of the things we did to try to help prepare and now we got to move forward and get focused in on Tampa.
What's the one thing about McCown?
You know, I don't know if I'm going there. I mean, we all have our own relationships with Josh, and I'd rather keep it at that. And, you know, I just stand by what I said. You know, when Josh left here, we were happy for him and his opportunity to continue his journey. And I don't think anybody here feels any differently about that now. You know, the fact of the matter is we're not playing Josh on Sunday. We're playing the Tampa Bay Bucs. We're playing the whole team, and we got to get focused on that and doing our part in that.
Wasn't he a guy that did a lot behind the scenes for you? Didn't he have a great influence behind the scenes as to what was taking place?
Yeah, I think that that should be more relative to what our players think and how they see it. I think Josh is, a guy who's a great teammate. I think that's just he's a very good teammate, like the guys we have in our locker room. He's a good teammate and an unselfish player.
Mark, as well as he studied and played for you last year, I'm sure there's differences in your playbook right now. Does it cause you to put some things in, do some things differently that he might not be able to help them with?
You know, I think that we're going to just focus on our stuff, understand that he's probably focusing on his stuff, and a lot's changed over the or could have changed over the last, six or eight months. So. We're not putting much stock into any of that, with no disrespect, certainly. But we're just going to focus on trying to get better as a football team and put a game plan together in all three phases to get this thing done on Sunday.
Did you guys come out clean yesterday, injuries?
I don't think there is anything right now that I can tell you about that stands out in my mind right now, Rich. I'm going to go see the trainers, but I don't think there's anything that stands out in my mind. If there's something else, sure, it'll be on the report on Wednesday.
I know you guys have been dealing with this all season, but is there any rhyme or reason to the pre-snap penalties, especially early in the game?
I think the biggest thing to the penalties, it was something we were able to correct and get out of that business very early, but it certainly slowed us down. It slowed us down on both sides of the ball early on, to getting off the field defensively and staying on the field and continuing drives offensively. And it's not what we want. It's not acceptable to us. At the same time, I appreciated the fact that our team was able to clean that up and move forward. We were pretty clean the rest of the game.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.